This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The companies and regulators that make up the North American electricity system, that is the power grid, in other words, are at the tail end of their version of the kinds of stress tests that the Federal Reserve does on banks. The whole point with these things is to simulate reality, which in the past couple of years has meant anticipating more and different kinds of threats to the power grid than ever before. From the Sustainability Desk, Marketplace's Scott Tong is on this one.
Right now, the lights are out for thousands of North Americans. Virtually, that is. That's the whole point of Grid X3, the third time a set of pretend disasters has come upon the electric industry. The latest attacks came yesterday and today.
Most of the attack scenarios peaked on the first day.
George Masters is an engineer at the grid equipment provider Schweitzer Engineering Labs.
And in the following day, we're seeing some copycat episodes, and we're seeing utilities start to restore communications.
The exact details of the war game are closely held, but they likely include a simulated aerial attack. That happened in real life in Quebec this year, taking out a critical East Coast transmission line. Brian Harrell at Navigant Consulting helped develop this grid exercise.
We do know that it involved a single-engine airplane dropping material onto the high-voltage lines.
A different vulnerability being tested is emergency communication. Last month, the utility in Ohio fended off a cyber attack. But Harrell says an instant response from the feds, who could have protected the larger system, never came.
The governments of North America may be ill-prepared to process this threat information and actually do anything about it.
Energy is one of the most hacked industries. Russian hackers have penetrated the American grid, and a virus reportedly sent by the U.S. and Israel has sabotaged Iran's nuclear facilities. But spycraft is not the big issue for keeping the lights on. Cybersecurity software designer Robert M. Lee.
The top two threats to the grid are, weather events and squirrels getting in transformers.
He says the new simulated attacks on the grid combine nature and physical attacks and cyber. So, after three tests in 5 years, how has the grid responded?
We are getting better, but my concern is we have a lot of ground to make up, and we have very sophisticated adversaries.
And the question, he says, is, are we getting better fast enough? In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.